May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, September 21st, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about, 63 nations worldwide, and I never know who's listening, so if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from four newsletters that I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. So this live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are listed in the footnotes, and you can click on their links while I'm discussing them, and then pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you, so you can create your own customized multimedia show. Now, those who are listening live, if you followed my explanation of how to do this before, you can pull up in another window of your computer the HeartCom Network, which is the archive of articles, and you can actually follow along as I'm talking to the articles that I'm referring to. So there's four articles, as I mentioned, that I'll be discussing, some intense stuff, some wonderful stuff, some golden rule law language stuff for the golden age, which is my major thrust, interest, intent. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. What is it? What does this Aquarian age of light and love look like? How do we make it so? So here's to the pure intention that focuses our attention for collective ascension and with full spectrum comprehension of those first principles of universal law language, love. That'll make it a better world, hopefully sooner than later. So before I get into all of this, and there's four, let me reference first these four articles I'll be discussing. One that I just published yesterday was the global power shift that's ordained for this time. I think I'm going to go into that first because that's kind of the high note, keynote. The other three article newsletters lead up to, and the first one, I try to keep a sense of humor, was back on September 10th, was called The Flatulating Elephant in the Room. And for those who haven't looked up and know the word flatulating, it's like an elephant passing gas in the room. So the point of that article is that there's a real strong smell in the room, the elephant in the room. People, you know, are ignoring it. But there's a real strong smell. People know that there's something wrong in society, civilization right now. It's kind of systemic. It's like wrong all the way around. You know, it's like a scent in the room. You know, no matter where you go, there is this problem that we're dealing with that it's almost unspeakable. The mainstream media is not going to talk about it. Because that'd be like exposing how they're running cover for the elephant, you might say. But anyway, there's that article, and there's the orchestrated migrant crisis. What this real story on this migrant crisis? That's kind of a in-depth, deep dive into what was going on here in Springfield, Ohio, this last week. Interesting article there. And another newsletter is Deep State is Disintegrating, High State is Integrating. That was about a week ago. But I'm going to go into this first. The global power shift is ordained for this time. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So I go into a little astrology, psychology, beginning of my show. Try to make it timely, what's going on in the quantum field right now, the collective consciousness of global humanity as it resonates with the quantum energies of deep space energies that are being stepped down by the different planets of our solar system that are acting like transformer step-down generators of deep space energies into the, you might say, the holographic field or the quantum field of Earth and how that resonates in the brain holodeck, you know, between our ears, you know, the quantum field between our ears. It's all connected, of course. That's the point. But how it's connected, the astrology psychology, I've been studying this for 40 years. I've done individuals, families, couples. Used to be a wedding photographer, and I'd provide the astrology psychology to couple as well as their photographs. And quite often back in those days, it was black and white photography. I'd shoot four rolls of 36 exposure film, and I'd spend 3 days in the dark room printing 8x10s. Sometimes a whole box of like 60, 80, 8x10s of a wedding party. And all that goes along with it, you know, the reception afterwards, the wedding, and different events associated with it. And I just love to do a portrait of the individuals regarding capturing the time with their family and relatives at that time, but also their astrology psychology so they would know who they were marrying. I've had a lot of experience with this, and there's something to it. So I did want to reference some things that are going on now. Real interesting astrology this week, and at this time right now, the sun is in the last degree of Virgo, and it's going into the air sign Libra tomorrow for the equinox. And the moon is conjunct Uranus in the earth sign Taurus, and both are trine the sun. So for those who understand astrology, this is a very good time to get some flashes of insight with what I'll be sharing today. So I thought I'd, you know, wet your whistle, so to speak, with some food for thought that will give you some insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what in the world is going on these days. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the first of these articles, and that is the one that I just published yesterday. And I thought that was really the best response I've had to the last four articles was came from this article on the global power shift that is ordained for this time. And the byline there was quantum quickening, ascension dynamics, and the global transformation, ready or not. So there's a graphic there. It's an interesting graphic that's, I think it was probably AI generated, but it's an attractive graphic with the lion and the sun. Anyway, the words on the graphic, infographic, are keep calm, Babylon is falling, new earth ahead. And it's kind of the keynote. Folks, I've been saying all year that a whole system shift is coming, and now it's coming into focus. So, just as the World Wide Web of the Internet gave birth to a global, you know, instant everywhere, all connected global village, so is the World Wide Web of the Internet, you know, the inner sense at the heart of innocence. It's giving birth to a kind of a unified common sense beyond the veil and then the sense of separation. In other words, we're basically transitioning from internet to internet. And I go into this by saying that just as the internet evolved from an emphasis on hardware, remember IBM, and then software, Microsoft, and then netware, you know, hardware, software, netware, which is when the computer became the network of computers, so will the internet. Internet now mature with hardware, software, netware, heartware, as each individual's interactive interface for navigating from cyberspace to inner space, the internet at the heart of the World Wide Web of consciousness. This is the process I talk about in terms of culturing effective sensory perception, ESP, not ESP in terms of extrasensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it, then it's just effective sensory perception. So there's rules for this. The universe has rules. you know, the quantum internet has rules for wisdom of the crowd or the cloud, wisdom of the crowd, for effective sensory perception in the collective consciousness of humanity. There are rules. The keynote is that pure intention, as empowers wisdom in love, you know, universal cosmic love, it defines and refines, or you might say it reflects and perfects, social conscience and global social networks. Social conscience and social networks. The key word here is conscience. And we're talking about social, individual and collective conscience. And I love the quote by the chief architect of the Constitution, the fourth U.S. president, where he says, conscience is the most sacred of all property. That's James Madison. He said, the conscience is the most sacred of all property. And it's a real keynote here, if you think about it. Because property rights, and this is an article I'm working on now, they're taking away private property with constitutional change of the universal commercial code. There's a lot of subversion going on with the United Nations whereby, you know, you will own nothing. They're taking over property rights. I mean, it's but the most sacred of all property is conscious. You know, if we're not conscious of how we're conscious, what's going on in the collective consciousness, if we don't have a good conscience, we don't have a sacred conscience, you know, we've lost, you know, the heart of property, what's real, you might say, is conscience. And so real property, real estate, really comes down to, without good conscience, we lose that right to even property itself. You know, without the property of conscience, we lose. We no longer, we don't own our own lives. So you might say conscience is the key to sovereignty. You know, owning your own life, learning, health, business. You'd say sovereignty is the most sacred of all virtues. Conscience is the most sacred of all property. So imagine, if you will, that global humanity is now awakening with a new common sense of quantum reality. And this quantum shift in conscience is defining, refining, and shining the Aquarian quantum age. So a new common sense of our quantum reality is defining, refining, and shining the Aquarian quantum age. Now, I have a link on Aquarian quantum. I have a whole website on the Aquarian quantum age and all these different dimensions of quantum education, quantum healthcare, quantum communications, what this will, quantum energy systems, basically, you know, quantum healing systems with med beds and all that other stuff. So this is where we're going. It's going to be happening very fast. A lot of people, if they haven't been prepared, as I've been trying to prepare listeners to the show, readers of my newsletter, trying to prepare people so it's not going to be such a shock when it all comes on fast. Preparing people. So this is what this article is about. I mean, believe it or not, think about this. Trump created the Space Force, you know, while he was president. But this was after more than half a century of secret Space Force development since World War II, and the Germans were developing UFOs back then, and this has all been suppressed. This advanced quantum technology has been suppressed and denied, but it will soon be disclosed and made available. So get ready, Freddy, for the evolution revolution. Big change is coming with big drama. So to emphasize this point, there's a reality report from David Wilcock, one of my favorite the insiders on the secret space program and what's been going on with advanced quantum technologies. And this is from September 4th, earlier this month. It's about the emergency broadcast systems update regarding the launch of the quantum financial system. And it's like an urgent update. Financial system collapse is imminent. You know, the financial system, all the signs are, you know, like self-evident that our economic financial system, the debt, you know, the debt bomb has been building and building, and it's been in a process of disintegrating. The last article, I got into that more, basically deep state disintegrating, the high state integrating. Hope I have time to get to that if I move a little faster here. But David Wilcock is saying that the financial system collapse of the false flag Fed Reserve banking system, which is not federal and has no reserves, but Most listeners already know that. But anyway, that system was foreordained to basically collapse from its own corruption, and we're pretty much there. So I give a preface note to this article, and I say that we've all heard these phrases like EBS, Emergency Broadcast System, QFS, Quantum Financial System, and NASARA are all set to launch. We've heard this 1,000 times over the last two decades. What's nice about this message from David Wilcock is his naming of names, you know, well-known people in high positions that are saying it. And we know this adds to the credibility regarding the timing right now. So basically what he's saying is that, he just comes out and says, the storm is upon us and the truth is breaking through faster than they can cover it up. High-level insiders are confirming that the quantum financial system, you know, the QFS and the emergency broadcast system, EBS and NASARA, are not just rumors. They're ready to roll out. I mean, politicians in the know are leaking critical details, whether by accident or design, preparing us for the seismic shifts that are ahead. This is a coordinated effort, folks. Those who want to be on the right side of history, when the hammer drops, are making their moves now. Here are some examples. Congressman Jim Jordan was overheard in Capitol Hill hallway with Marjorie Taylor Greene discussing the imminent unveiling of the new financial system, which will pull the plug out from under the corrupt Federal Reserve and debt-based incentives of scarcity economics. This wasn't some vague chat. It was a direct reference to QFS and credit-based incentives for abundance economics. Greene confirmed to Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying that EBS is, quote, ready to go live any day now, urging everyone to prepare for a global lockdown. This is a temporary lockdown, whether it be 3 days, 10 days. There's going to be a whole, you know, rebooting of new systems, this quantum financial system, global economic, local global tie-ins with this new economic order that's been in preparation for a long time. But this is a warning that's straight from the insiders. And at a closed-door MAGA event in Phoenix, Carrie Lake revealed to a select group that the QFS is already testing and we're on a brink of total financial and political overhaul. She warned that the deep state bankers are cornered, desperately trying to negotiate deals to save their own skins before the EBS exposes their shady dealings. This is what the EBS is going to be doing. The emergency broadcast system is going to have an eight-hour loop about, you know, three times a day, exposing what's really been going on that the lamestream corporate media has not been telling us, or they would have put themselves out of business a long time ago. Mike Pompeo at a Texas fundraiser dropped a bombshell saying, quote, the financial system as we know it is on its last legs, hinting at a transparency shift that will shake this country and beyond. One attendee speaking on condition of anonymity and anonymity confirmed Pompeo was talking about NASARA and the QFS, suggesting a financial reset that will expose decades of corruption. In Florida, Mike Goetz didn't hold back. At a private hearing, he declared, quote, the days of the Federal Reserve and their secret manipulations are over, unquote. The QFS, he says, is a divine tool to restore balance, and the EBS is set to broadcast the truth to the masses. Some of you already know about this. This may be news to other people, but it's not just in the U.S. This is a global shift. During a private meeting in Mar-a-Lago with Trump and key international allies, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban confirmed that European leaders have been briefed on the QFS rollout, and those who resist will be left exposed and powerless. General Michael Flynn, in an August 2024 interview, confirmed the military is prepared for this complete global restructuring. The EBS will soon be activated to reveal the truth, shattering the lies and deceit that have enslaved humanity for too long. Also, at a recent roundtable hosted by Sidney Powell, she declared the central banks have had their run, but it's over. The new financial system is ready to expose every dirty secret. The EBS is set to be triggered, finally bringing to light what we've been fighting for. So the signals are clear, folks. The signs are everywhere. These leaks aren't just chatter. They're warnings. The QFF is on the way. Sooner or later, could be any day, and another week, another month, before the election, who knows? I would say it's probably going to happen before the election, which is, you know, right around the corner. So the QFS is on the way, and the EBS is about to be activated, and NASARA is set to transform our world. The old corrupt system is crumbling, and the new one is rising from the ashes. After EBS and the 8-hour-long, 24/7 movies, everything will change. The life support attached to the old and evil systems will be pulled. Humanity and planet Earth will all simultaneously move to a quantum reality-based consciousness system, peace and prosperity, end of financial and human consciousness enslavement. So old systems of government, education, finance, health, trade, and commerce, which I explain at the Aquarian Quantum Age, will be dismantled and replaced. And I provide that link in the copy, Aquarian Quantum Age. Now, and go to that at heartcom.org. So get ready, patriots. The revolution is here. Stay vigilant. Stay prepared. The time for a new common sense is now. Now, this was, he says, David Wilcox saying keep updated at his channel, and he has a link for that. And you could probably just do a search on David Wilcox channel, website, whatever, and you'll get a connection with him. There's a great quote here by Howard Zinn. He's not one of my favorite historians, but he can be brilliant. And he says, quote, "To be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic. It's based on the fact that human history is a history of not only cruelty, but also of compassion, sacrifice, courage, and kindness. What we choose to emphasize in this complex history will determine our lives. If we see only the worst, it destroys our capacity to do something. If we remember those times and places, and there are so many where people have behaved magnificently, this gives us the energy to act and at least the possibility of sending this spinning top of a world in a different direction." So, and he says, and if we do act in however small a way, we don't have to wait for some grand utopian future. The future is an infinite succession of presents. And to live now as we think human beings should live, in defiance of all that is bad around us, is itself a marvelous victory. This is followed by a picture of a guy holding up a sign that says, "The beginning is near," instead of "The end is near." So, keep a positive vision, folks. And with that, I provide a chart that I worked on years ago, and I have published here, on the paradigm power shift at the heart of the new economy, the next economy. The shift, the power shift of people, principles, powers, paradigms, the big shift. And I can't explain it. I could spend an hour going through different aspects of this chart, and I've had really good response on it over the years. I have not gone public with it very often, so I hope you appreciate this, those who can pull it up, the deep state, the power shift chart from deep state to high state. So there's definitely a power shift going on from west to east. Witness the rise of Russia and China and the demise of the Europe and the U.S. And folks, unless you're blind, you have not seen how, like a boiling frog syndrome, Americans and in Europe, boy, we've been, our economies have been disintegrating, while that of the East and the BRICS nations, but specifically in the East, Russia and China have been integrating and thriving. And this is something that's going on that I'm trying to address here. I've explained in numerous newsletters how the imbalance in the hemispheres of the Earth, like one's own left and right hemispheres, they come into balance once pure intention for wholeness and balance is restored with, focused attention on love retention for conscious ascension and a higher dimension, a full spectrum 5D comprehension, which is a formula of individually and collectively, for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, for social conscience, individual and collective conscience, from self-mastery process to collective heartware process. So I'm going to go into this a little more. I'm going to take a quick break here and get a drink. I'll be just a second. My editor there will take out that little blip when we get finished with the recording for the podcast. In the meantime, I got some coconut mango juice to soothe my throat, because when I get talking fast, it gets a little raspy. Excuse me. Okay. So here we are in this article on the the eclipse of the deep state and the rise of you might say a global high state here at the cusp of the Aquarian Age. Several articles that kind of key into this is hot linked as the self mastery process individually. There's a whole process there for those who are into, you know thyself and becoming more conscious of how you are conscious in archetypal ways. And the value of that for culturing conscientious common sense collectively as well as individually. And I refer to that as the heartware process. And I have a website on that, something I've evolved over the last 50 years since I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government back in 1974 during a bicentennial event. That's a whole other story, but I have links on that. Some of you are familiar with that. Some of you aren't. But the links go into different aspects of that. Also at an article called Internet Upgrade of Our Five Core Constitutional Freedoms. And it goes into two of these golden age models for Aquarius, global telecom and telecare. Telecom in terms of a communication process for mass-to-mass freedom of assembly, whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, but actually creating a field of consciousness with a universal law language interface that can be used with your touchtone telephone on your computer or your alphanumeric keyboard on your computer and touchtone on your phone. It's an application whereby, again, you can respond during a live video presentation. It can be held anywhere in the world, and you have people all over the world responding. And with three numbers in sequence, you create basically an XYZ coordinate axis that references the cosmic cube between your ears, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, and the language of consciousness within that, what I call the holodeck. Now, I've talked about this over the years, and of course, the links go into it more than I provide in the content. Some of you hear this for the first time, realize that I've been talking about this and lecturing, like I say, to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill back in 1974 during a Futurist Summit regarding the bicentennial era, and this was the United States Information Agency, United States Communications Agency, the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Administration, these 10 agencies looking at how they were going to celebrate the revolution during the bicentennial era from 76 to 89, Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution. So I've been working on that, back at the drawing board, thousands of times modeling, the Aquarian Age, this cosmic cube model. Between the years, the holodeck model in the collective consciousness is referenced, and you might say reframed, the constitution of cosmic law frames of reference for this 3D, 3D dimensional look in time, 4D, that basically takes us into the fifth dimension of the spherical unity and diversity consciousness. In the capstone, you might say, or the center of the cube, which is six different pyramids create a cube. You've got all the way around, and you got top and bottom. You got basically the capstone of all those six pyramids in the cube, or you might say right in the third eye chakra in the center of that cosmic cube holodeck between the ears I was talking about. Now, this may be too abstract for some of you. Others will follow along just perfectly when I'm visualizing what I'm talking about. And the articles and the links that I provide in the newsletters. And again, you can subscribe to these newsletters if you're interested in. Just send me an email. Say subscribe at heartcom, HEARTCOM, at MCN.net, and I'll put you on the newsletter. That's heartcom, HEARTCOM, one word, heartcom at MCN.net, MCN.net. And I'll put you on the newsletter if you're interested, and you'll get this through Substack. Your emails will come usually once or twice, sometimes three times a week. So this is what I've been doing with the show for the last 16 years. Previously, in years previous, I would mostly interview people. But since COVID's happened and things started getting really crazy and things moving really fast and changing really fast, I began focusing on the crisis that's led up to the present. We're right, you know, the level of stress with cognitive dissonance and divisive fear agenda is so intense right now that basically to ameliorate the tension and basically to understand what's going on and basically get philosophically correct about the process of global enlightenment. We're moving from great awakening to great enlightenment. And there's a process. And this is the process I talk about, sometimes the HeartCom process. Basically, it's the paradigm shift process that once people know better, they can do better. When they understand what's behind the scenes and the choices that we have and the opportunity we have and seeing the cup half full rather than half empty with an attitude of, you know, a can-do spirit of how we can make things clearly better and initiate golden age models. I mean, that's the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension and those higher dimensions of full comprehension whereby we're winning from the beginning. So I'm talking about the currency of conscience for the next economy. And I love the quote by Thomas Paine. He wrote Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution, and this is where we're at now. We're like instead of the American Revolution of the U.S., it's the I Am race worldwide, a revolution and a global revolution in higher consciousness. That we're kind of at the same point collectively as we were back in the United States right now. And of course, Tom Paine says it well when he said, "quote It is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution." And until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. One of the other things he said in this regard is that the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. Now that was, you might say, U.S. United States Reset 1.0. That was, you know, Reset 1.0. Now we're looking at now Reset 2.0, U.S. Reset 2.0, but the U.S. is the United Sovereigns of Earth. And it's basically saying the cause of America, in terms of the I Am Race anagram, if you scramble the words America, you get the I Am Race. So the cause of America, the I Am Race anagram, is the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. So we're beginning the world over again. Collectively now, as we did just in locally in the United States here back at the American Revolution. So it's the power of love that begins the world over again. It's, you know, that's the power. And of course, cosmic love, universal love, for the, you know, United Sovereigns of Earth love, you know, one earth, one God, one love, you know, source connection for all mankind. How we get our act together rather than basically let the powers that be keep us fighting among ourselves with all kinds of divisive dialectic crisis management, you know, so to speak. So anyway, we can go from great awakening to a global great enlightenment the kind way or the hard way. I have a little graphic there that says, unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change, by Bob Carey. I like that quote. Nice graphic that goes with it, too. So the crisis now is systemic global transformation. Just like when a fertilized egg's more, you know, a fertilized human egg morphs into a human or a caterpillar into a butterfly. We're talking about miraculous global transformation is about to happen, folks. So, I mean, global civilization, it's at a pivotal point of transitioning from thousands of years of patriarchy. You know, patriarchy as in authoritarian sexism, you might say, to a new Aquarian age of universal oligarchy. One for all and all for one. Oligarchy. It's kind of play on the word patriarchy. Instead of patriarchy, instead of just, you know, male, whatever, authority, we got oligarchy. You know, one for all for one. This is the cosmic cube model I was talking about in, you know, universal law, language, interface, the light of consciousness in the cube, brightness, scale, color, spectrum, depth of field, whereby three numbers in sequence, whereby you can have a universal language interface with these three numbers in sequence in this cube, creating a field of dots, you know, wisdom of the cloud, wisdom of the crowd, the cloud of dots, you know, in the different archetypal quadrants of the cosmic cube, you know, model, holodeck model between your ears. Again, some of you are following what I'm saying. If it's new to other people, the graphics at that I provide at the links in the article, if you want to go deeper, you can do a deep dive, as you know, as many links as you want. So it's this is kind of the hero's journey, the Aquarian hero's journey, coming home to the realization of the all connected relationships, you know, relationships of relevance and ultimate reverence, the holy whole, how it all comes together. And so this is the big shift that has been foreordained for this time, the shift from a global culture of domination, you know, the powerful dominating the powerless, to a global civilization of cooperation, the united sovereigns of Earth, of, by, and for all netizens of Earth. You know, everyone's on the internet, you know, they can, with their smartphone, can connect with everybody else with this universal interface. And, you know, just the vision of that alone, how we can all hang together rather than all hang separately. So this is a shift, again, from a global culture of divisiveness, you know, race, color, class, sex, religion, politics, all the divisions, to a global civilization of communication, unity in diversity, community, telecommunity, with Web 3.0 cyber ethics. That's this universal law language interface I was talking about. So again, this is the shift from the age of Pisces and Christianity, transcending doubt and fear with faith and love, you know, the shift from Pisces to Christianity, Pisces, doubt and fear, Christianity, you know, faith and love versus doubt and fear, to the age of Aquarian light and love, you know, effective sensory perception, you know, 5D conscience. And I have hot links here so people can go deep into this understanding of 5D conscience and how Aquarian light, you know, Aquarian light and love, you always hear about. Well, Aquarian light is a metaphor for consciousness. And the universal language of light, link and a whole website on that, is an exquisite metaphor for the brain field. Again, the holodeck of consciousness between your ears, the cosmic cube, the white cube. Anyway, there's links on that that go into the holodeck, understanding the holodeck. So the Aquarian age is also known as the age of conscience. Conscience is from the word sire, to know, the Latin word. And we're talking about conscience with, is con is with science, conscience. So we're talking about advanced high-tech empowering of high-touch wisdom with TLC, heart coherence. You know, to know. Wisdom, empowering wisdom, highly personalized, individualized, personalized wisdom with the heart, with TLC. So the age of conscience is an age of objectivity when it's better to believe nothing and either to know or not know. You know, no BS in terms of belief system. It's better to either know or not know and believe nothing. So an age of objectivity, the age of conscience. The Aquarian age is also known as that. So the global crisis we face is a great transition, a systemic paradigm shift, with approximately 1-3% of the population as enlightened netizens, whose sphere of influence is 20% of netizens who do 80% of the networking on the internet. So we're in a transition phase, and the luminary leaders are networking for net worth. You know. On the internet. So be at peace with the presence process for culturing conscience above all. being fully present in the infinite, eternal, and eternal here and now. And this being fully present is like full spectrum enlightenment. Moving into a cosmic consciousness, you know, the 5D mind of God, love, geometric order, divinity. So this is the cosmic transformer at the core archetypal level of pure geometry form and corresponding 5D frequency. So the love model is these pure geometry thought forms as Aquarian first principles, you know, geometric order, divinity, G-O-D, love, constitution, the constitution of cosmic law language, 5 core internet freedoms with universal light language for effective sensory perception by way of interactive telecommunion, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and next telecommerce economy. Hot links on all those TLC words. So I'm going to finish this one up with a basically a quote I use at the end of a lot of my articles, and this is with the thought form of vision of the circle, triangle, square, and the love characters, whereby this love is to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected, netizen neighbors as thyself. It's a global village, folks. You know, our netizen neighbors across the world, we're in instant, everywhere, interactive connection with everyone else. So they're our neighbors. They're, you know, our global netizens, neighbors. So it's just a different way of thinking about it. And the way we're thinking about it, basically the way is what we create. We create, you know, our thought forms basically shape our consciousness. So here's to a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of more light and love. Consciousness easier and faster. The Aquarian Age, light and love. All right, going on to another article here. All right, I think I'm going to go back. I've got about 10 minutes, 15 minutes here. One of the articles I want to get back to is called The Elephant in the Room. That was the one I did first. Now, there's a picture of this elephant sitting on a couch with two people on the other ends of the couch, just reading a newspaper or looking at their computer, like the elephant doesn't even exist. The caption's called The Flatulating Elephant in the Room. Everything is normal, is the byline. Nothing to see here, but something smells really bad, this flatulating elephant. So it's not hard to discover what the stench is coming from, but we're all conditioned to ignore and deny, yet take as normal, the erosion of social conscience. So I'm referring to what stinks and basically our social media and social networks, things that we can't even discuss. You know, we have to ignore it, like it did, like nothing stinks. But, it, you know, I mean, you can say that it's all a matter of higher mind over matter, but if there's no mind, nothing matters. And when we are truly awake, what matters the most is good conscience. So this is the theme that I've been hitting on a lot, you know, lately. You know, again, the theme of conscience is the most sacred of all property. And in good conscience, you know, with pure intention, we will pay attention with retention of what is real. For gathering of the global tribes of is real. Is, what is real with enlightened love. You know, Aquarian destiny is more light and love, easier and faster. So I mentioned here, usually I don't talk about, you know, messages, provide messages to new readers. I just get into the objective reality reports that I go into. But those who have subscribed for free for years are well aware that I don't ask for money, but rather that you invest in your own holistic health with the Swedish flower pollen extract, you know, ultra food, superfood, which I've been importing since 1987. So I have a bit different business model. My model is, you know, I'm asking you to basically invest in your health. There's no, I mean, this is the ultimate superfood. If you read about it, you can see why that's true. I've kept a low profile on it, so they didn't shut me down over COVID, because it would have been the perfect thing, you know, for building the immune system, and it's been used as a prophylactic for colds and flu for 40 years in Europe. Well, I wasn't going to say that, come right out and say, oh, they would have shut me down. So I've been flying under the radar. It's the best superfood for building your immune system. You know, it's, I could go into it, you know, for the rest of the show. But if you're interested, you'll look at it. If not, that's fine with me. You know, by God's grace, you know, people that are interested, the spirit moves them to take care of their body and build their health. You know, they'll check that out. they'll see that it's the best thing they could probably do, you know, depending on their health situation. But as a general, you know, prophylactic for cold, preventing colds and flus, or, you know, building your immune system for whatever health condition you may have, check that out. And I do want to thank, you know, new readers of the newsletter, which is Substack. You can go to my website on Substack, just put in Christopher Rudy and it'll come up. I want to thank both free and paid subscribers of Substack for anchoring the 5D spirit of Aquarius in your conscience, being, and world, because that's really what I've been writing about. And the key essence of my material is spirit, the great spirit of awakening, enlightenment, 5D spirit of Aquarius, and anchoring that in your consciousness, what that looks like, how that works, your consciousness, being, and world. So your contribution just by reading and you know, focusing attention with pure intention, it's making a difference. It's a real contribution. So I love the quote by John Quincy Adams, who says, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, and do more, and become more, you are a leader." So this article basically gets into some real keys for the Global Netizens Declaration of Interdependence, how we're all connected, what we can do to make a difference, you know, but part of it is recognizing the problem, the critical problem behind the banking system, mainstream media, the medical industrial complex, the incessant warmongering, and the divisive dialectic, and what's going on. Is unspeakable almost. You know, it's like the normalizing of dystopia with willful ignorance and depression. The international rule of law has been broken down. I go into that. There's a global depopulation agenda that's murdered millions. Most people don't want to deal with that at all and don't even want to hear about it or read about it. They don't want to believe it. So you can't come out and you can't really begin healing till you come out of denial what the cause of the dis-ease is. So I'm addressing it here, and how the Great Awakening is gaining traction, but it's not being reported. And I just go into why it's not being reported, because, again, if the deep state corporate media exposes how they're behind running cover for massive fraud and manipulation, then they put themselves out of business. So that's what we're not hearing about. There's a really good video from Johnstone Radio. It's a short video. It's 6 minutes on, you know, revolutions going on now. There's an evolution, revolution, revelations, and higher consciousness going on now. And there's another reality report it's a 2 minute video by Donna Hancock of Freedom Phoenix. And you can watch that video. A great video. I'd say one of the videos of the month, at least, was Make America Healthy Again by Reese, the Reese Report, and it's talking about desperate world elites and the Operation Lockstep, how things are changing, folks. There's a major change going on. This 5 minute video is brilliant. It's pretty intense, so I follow that up with an Awaken with JP video. Some of the best satire on the internet, and this one's called Auditing a Liberal for Common Sense. it's hilarious. I mean, parts of what he does is just brilliant for helping us become aware of that which we're usually don't hear anything about. So anyway, the bottom line here is that it's revolution time, evolution time, declaration of interdependence of us, united sovereigns of Earth, what that looks like. How in the course of human events, extreme grievances are caused by the inordinate love of power that counters the ordained power of love until gross dystopia obscures previous gains. In response to systemic social dysfunction due to public institutions now privatized for profit, Aquarian not-for-profit service models become the self-evident solution for global telecom unity. So, anyway, that's kind of a repeat from before. I'm going to have to wrap it up here with the next two articles pretty fast. One of the articles on the migrant crisis, those who have heard about what was going on in Springfield, Ohio, depending on which media source you had, the lamestream corporate media just put a crazy whack job spin on the thing. But I mean, there's some amazing stuff that came out. What's really going on there? From reported from different sources, really graceful. It's a lady who does reporting, and she has a her voice is just as graceful as her name is. She's called Really Graceful. She did a video on this, a short video, 10-minute video, and then a longer version that you can watch about something strange happening in Springfield, Ohio. And again, she has a wonderful voice. She goes through it methodically, and you can take it for what it's worth. But there's a real serious situation there that is not just Springfield. It's multiple cities across the United States. I mean, the migrant crisis is real, and the media mockery is unreal. So, and then I try to make a little joke out of it. From a higher perspective, all this drama is just part of the Great Awakening that represents all animals, all basically sentient life on Earth. But there's a picture of a cat with a sign around his neck that says, "Eat more chicken. Don't eat cats." And there's two other cartoons that are funny. And I try to say, have a good laugh, enjoy the joy, and with this good wind in your sails, claim the victory of light and love, the Aquarian quantum age, shift to global holistic healing with telecom and telecare. So the telecom and telecare is kind of the alpha and omega of golden age models for a systemic holistic healing worldwide, the TLC models for communications and healthcare, universal self-care. And I have some more word plays, orientation to that concept. Final article, Deep State Promoting World War III with Russia. This is a pretty serious article. It's an urgent alert countering the propaganda, how the media, monetary, military, industrial complex wants war for emergency powers and profit. And neither the Great Awakening gains momentum to wise up the dimwits and put fire to the feet of power elite potentates, or we sleep fitfully and wonder why. So keep your head with heart coherence while others are losing theirs. And it goes in a really good video, an important video, I'd say short video of the year, with the urgent alert level of Ruby Red, how the deep state psychopaths are pushing U.S. toward World War III. This is a must-watch for all prayer warriors. Those who want to know serious situations, to pray specifically on them for Archangel Michael, leading blue lightning, white fire angels, to encircle this entire situation, for the binding of all forces of the death and hell, for the clearing of the way for a peace and understanding, and to basically to burn through all the illusion and delusion regarding what psychopaths, sociopaths, how they want to make everyone as miserable as they are with World War III. So expose the lie, expose the truth. That's kind of the theme I've been doing intensely since the first of the year. I have several quotes that reference the seriousness of this. I mean, we've been hearing Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it for years since the U.S. State Department basically took over the Ukraine government with their color revolution back in, when was it, 2014, and how they've been basically building up this Russia front to create war with Russia all this time. And there's analogies to what has been going on, and of course what's going on in the Middle East is just as serious. Prayer warriors need to pray for the Middle East, for peace in the Middle East. That's being ramped up. I didn't include the news in this, but the exploding cell phones, if you haven't heard about that, in Lebanon, and these were cell phones that were given to them, and they thought they were for communicating among the leaders, and they blew up and killed some of the leaders outright and took the hands off quite a few others. Hundreds, if not thousands of them. And this has created a real heated war situation in the Middle East, as well as we've got one in Russia right now. So prayer warriors, pay attention. I would love retention for conscious ascension and higher dimension that transcends and transmutes all this disease and death and hell and dysfunction, dystopia, for the binding of it, clearing of it, transmuting it with the Holy Spirit of love and action. So here's to more light and love, easier and faster. I want to kind of finish up on the note of how all of this information I'm sharing today is, I'm hoping that it sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So Keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.